I see you wearing your name tags. Yes, good. It's good to be known by name, isn't it? And when you wear those name tags up to communion, I can call you by name at communion. About 6 or 7 years ago, I was walking through the Asheville Mall in Asheville, North Carolina, at Christmas time. And although I had moved away and been gone for quite a few years, I know a lot of my peers still lived in Asheville, right? And my wife and I would kid now and then about, I wonder if we saw somebody we knew from high school, if we'd actually recognize them. Well, there I was, wandering through one of the anchor stores and trying to blend into the 2 days before Christmas frenzy. And out of the blue, I heard, "Ken Albright!" And I said, "Sure." That was a coincidence. And so I did not look up. And I heard again, "Ken Albright!" And so I turned my head around, and sure enough, there was my good buddy from middle school and high school, Johnny Izonas. I was glad he didn't call me Mole anymore, but he called me by my real name. And I turned around and we gave each other a big hug. You know, it was exceedingly good to hear someone call my name. Human beings, I think, are wired with a deep sense of belonging. We long to be known by name and to be loved.
Pastor?
Yes.
I remember you said a couple weeks ago that it was okay to ask questions in worship. Like...
Sure it is.
Like, even the boy Jesus in the temple at 12 years old was able to ask questions to the leaders. So, I have a question.
Uh-huh. Come on in here. What's on your mind, Myra?
Well, I'm just a little confused. I know today we celebrate the baptism in Jesus, but I don't get why he even had to be baptized. I mean, he didn't sin. And it even says, don't the scriptures say he was like us in every way except without sin?
Right.
So if he didn't sin, if there wasn't any broken relationship between God and Jesus, then why was he baptized?
Well, that's an excellent question, Myra. Well, I agree. Jesus didn't have to be baptized. I think he chose to be baptized. You know, this story comes up in Matthew's gospel too. And in that story, John the Baptist has the same question as you. Why am I baptizing you, Jesus? Shouldn't it be the other way around? And Jesus says something to him like, don't worry. It needs to be like this to fulfill righteousness. In other words, in doing this, in being baptized, Jesus is identifying with us who are broken, who are sinful. He does that in his baptism. And he also does it most fully on the cross. I think it's interesting that Jesus wasn't baptized alone in this story, was he? In this story it says, when all the people were baptized, and he also was baptized. He was with the people. He was identifying with them and their yearning to be made clean, to start anew, to live life the way that God intended it to be.
But what happens to Jesus isn't what happens to us, isn't? I mean, I've seen baptism here, and I've never seen the sky open or doves coming down in bodily form.
Well, that's true. I think Jesus' baptism is a model for our baptism. Even though we don't see it, we're called to believe it. That the Holy Spirit comes upon us in baptism too. It comes down and it remains on us like it did on Jesus. We anoint the baptized person with oil. And as we anoint them with oil, it's a symbol. And we say, child of God, you've been sealed with the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. We believe that the Spirit of God came down on you, Myra, and your twin sister, Sophia, the day you were both baptized. And it never departs from you. And likewise, God says to you in baptism, you're my daughter, the beloved. With you, I'm well pleased. So, yes, what happens to us in our baptism, what happened to Jesus in his baptism, is the model for what happens to us in ours. So what happens to each child, or baby, or adult, who's baptized into Christ?
Now you're spilling the tea, Pastor.
Spilling the tea?
Yeah, it's that how we young people say telling the truth about something interesting.
Oh, I thought maybe I'd knocked over a drink.
Well, it's kind of cool that God thinks of me and that I'm loved no matter what.
Kind of like me in the mall, right? A few years ago. It's good to know that God calls our name out of a crowd.
Right. It seems like everywhere I go, I'm just a number. At the fast food drive-thru, at a deli in Publix, or even at an audition where they put a number on my back.
Right. Well, I have a question for you now, Myra.
Okay, that's fair.
Well, it says that when Jesus was baptized, that he was praying, and that the heaven was open. Well, what image comes to your mind when you think about Jesus in prayer? What did his posture look like to you?
Like this.
Okay. I think you're spot on, Myra. I see Jesus' arms open wide, ready for whatever God has for him to do. Open to making earth indistinguishable from heaven. And God affirms Jesus, doesn't he? He says, "You're my son, the beloved. With you I'm well pleased." Jesus, in prayer to God, is open to God's direction in his life. And God's divine smile is on him. God's power and God's affirmation.
I still have a long way to go in my prayer life.
Yeah, me too.
Any pointers for how I can pray more like Jesus?
Well, I was going to ask you that. I don't know. You know, maybe that posture you just showed me, maybe that would be first thing in the morning something to do, right? First thing when you get out of bed to raise your hands toward the heavens and to feel God's smile on you, to feel God's love pour out on you. And maybe you can say, "I'm your child. Let me please you today."
That sounds easy. I'll try that.
I think I will too. One last thing, Myra.
What's that?
Can I ask you, since I know you're ushering today, you've sung me and everything, would you mind passing out these cards? I mean, what we'd like is for each person in the congregation to have one and to be able to hand it to somebody during the course of the week. It says, "You're a beloved child of God, created in God's image with dignity and worth, and in you God is well pleased." I think that if each person handed this to somebody in their life that they knew needed to hear it this week, we might make quite an impression.
I think we can do that.
Okay, cool. During the offering, if you could, that'd be great. And one last thing, Myra.
Yes, Pastor?
Thanks for helping me spill the tea about Jesus this morning.